if that's how I'd grown up, I'd be closer to Swearingen and some of those guys.
You could have been a Jack Pine savage like the rest of us.
I probably could have.
We're Are good. We running?
Just got the tail in. All right, Tom Tiffany, thanks for joining us. For voters who don't know who you are, introduce yourself and give us a sense of why you're running for governor.
Yeah, lifelong resident of Wisconsin. I grew up on a dairy farm in western Wisconsin with my seven brothers and sisters. We were up early in the morning milking cows, feeding calves, and all that. I worked my way through UW River Falls, got an agricultural degree, and then ultimately settled in the Northwoods where I met my wife, Chris, and that's where we raised our three daughters.
Is there a single issue that would say defines you, or maybe a lane within your political party that may drive you?
You know, I think one thing that maybe a lot of people don't realize, the reason I ran for the state assembly back in 2010 when I first gained elected office was because of fiscal responsibility. We had a $3 billion deficit at that point, and that's always animated me, that government should spend within its means.
How much money are you going to need to raise in this primary and for the general election?
Yeah, a lot. We're budgeting to raise $40 million. We'll see if we get there. But, you know, Wisconsin, because of that pass-through loophole, I call it the billionaire loophole, there's just so much money that comes into Wisconsin. But, you know, you can cry about it or you can compete. We choose to compete. But we're hoping to raise $40 million.
When it comes to a competitive primary, how do you personally define the difference between negative campaigning versus defining the differences or issues between you and an opponent?
You know, if you're just hurling mud at your opponent, name calling, stuff like that, then I don't think that's how Wisconsin voters respond. As long as you're talking about issues, and you know, some people describe negative campaigning as being that if you point out differences, I think that's the important part of the political process, is to point out the differences between you and your opponent. And so that's what I always try to do.
As voters are tuning in, should they be more drawn to a candidate that has the issues that align with them, or should they be thinking about electability as well?
For the primary, electability is a big part of it. I think it's a combination of issues and electability, because if you're right on the issues, you're going to gain some voters, and that's ultimately what it's all about, is getting 50% plus one.
Obviously, you represent northern Wisconsin. What's your goal, or what's your plan to reach the rest of the state and introduce yourself there?
Well, we have a 72-county strategy. Sometimes Republicans have not done that, including ignoring right where we sit right now in Dane County. We will not ignore Dane County, the fastest growing county in the state, but we have a 72-county strategy, and we're going to cover every bit of it.
How much of an impact do you think Donald Trump will have on this election?
You know, there'll be some, certainly, but I know one thing, that whoever the Democrat candidate is, they will try to make it about Donald Trump. And part of the reason for that, I think, is that they don't have a strong set of issues that have been animating them that the voters want to hear. I mean, when you see some of the stuff like defund the police or, you know, boys and girls sports, stuff like that, most of the voters in Wisconsin are like, yeah, we're not buying that stuff. And so I think that's part of the reason why they try to make President Trump the central part of the campaign rather than debating the issues. I can assure the voters that I will be debating the issues.
What's your view of tariffs and the tariff policy at the federal level?
I'm hoping that it will settle down now. And we've seen various tariff proposals go back and forth. I mean, it's very, very important that for a manufacturing state like Wisconsin, that we be able to compete on the worldwide stage, because we've lost too much of our manufacturing here in Wisconsin and across America. So bringing some of that back is really important, and that was the goal with the tariffs policy. But I think now you want to see it settle down, because it does lead to some uncertainty, and you want to pull that uncertainty out. And I'm hoping that we are in a better place now, especially with some of the reinvestment that is. I mean, we've seen some companies announce major investments here in America.
As governor, there's a good chance you'd have a Republican legislature behind you. What's your AB1? What's the first bill you want to sign?
Boy, you know, I don't think we have any choice at this point, but we got to deal with education. I just saw some data this week where almost half of first graders cannot read at grade level. We have fallen behind Mississippi in education. That is unacceptable. I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, or whatever political persuasion. We have always had a long, proud tradition of educating children well, and we've got to get that back. Otherwise, our state cannot succeed. But I think next is the cost of living, and it is getting the cost of energy down, reducing taxes, things like that that make Wisconsin more affordable. One of the major things that I'm going to roll out is a red tape reset, because it doesn't matter whether you have a daycare or any other kind of business, we are so overregulated in Wisconsin. That costs a lot of money, and that overregulation is oftentimes duplication.
Conversely, there's a chance as governor you could have Democrats in control of one of the chambers. What's your track record of working across the aisle?
So I've done bills when I was in the legislature, and as well as in Congress, working on a bipartisan basis, and we're going to try to do the same thing. The thing that I won't get away from is my principles, though. And number one is we got to make sure that we have balanced budgets. We cannot spend too much money. The second thing is we got to do a better job with our educational system, public, private, parochial, homeschool, whatever. Every kid in Wisconsin should expect to get a good education regardless of their zip code. And then we have to reduce regulations in Wisconsin, because it is costing us so much money. We're the second highest regulated state in the Midwest next to Illinois, and anytime we are compared to Illinois, we're in the wrong spot.
The Public Service Commission is looking at utility rate hikes, and data centers are being proposed all over the state. What's your policy on those issues?
So in regards to energy, we need an all of the above approach, and we got to bring energy prices down. We used to be the second lowest in the Midwest, like 20 years ago. We are now the second highest, and that is hitting people in the pocketbook. And it's one of the things that I really disagree with the Evers administration, where we have $2 billion in counting of rate hikes in the time that he's been governor. That hits people every month with their utility bills. We need to bring the cost of energy down, and we can. I think we should embrace nuclear. We should not be closing down baseload power plants that we currently have. And we got to make sure that we have affordable energy in order to be able to prosper here in Wisconsin.
And what about data centers?
Yeah, so in regards to the data centers, exciting new technology, I think we need to make sure on the energy side of it that we do not harm existing ratepayers, so residential ratepayers and manufacturers. It would be unfair to existing manufacturers for them to pay much higher electricity rates just because a new industry came in. So we're going to probably have to find a new template if AI and the data centers specifically come into Wisconsin. We're probably going to have to find a new template of how we deal with energy and the data centers.
You mentioned public education before. Does that include new investment or is an overhaul of regulation? What needs to happen specifically?
So I would be fine if we put more money into education. In fact, I expect that we will. But we need to make sure that it goes to children and families. We should pay good teachers more. And I think we should reward administrators that are successful in their schools. We have to get back to where we reward success in education. And I think that's one of the way we fix this problem of us falling behind Mississippi. And but I'm not adverse to putting more money in, but there has to be accountability.
What about the voucher system? What do you want to see happen with that?
You know, we've had choice in Wisconsin, and it's worked for thousands of families across the state of Wisconsin, and we should continue to have that program. But I'm a product of public schools, as well as my seven brothers and sisters. All three of my daughters went to public schools up in the Minocqua area, and public schooling has a long, proud history in Wisconsin. We need to make sure that we have a strong private, public, and parochial system. Regardless of how you choose to educate, we've got to make sure we have a strong educational system. And I think it's important to remember, I have a little bit of a different perspective than perhaps some Republicans on this, having grown up in a small town where your school is that public school is the only place you're going to get an education. We got to make sure our public schools are strong also.
What's your number one tax reform idea?
Property taxes. First of all, we need to bring property taxes down. I would get rid of the 400-year property tax increase that Governor Evers put in place. Talk about death and taxes. That is the 400-year property tax increase. So that should go away immediately, and then we should freeze property taxes. People should be able to afford to stay in their homes, because it is really a problem, especially for young people, to be able to afford to buy a new home. And part of that is being able to pay the taxes.
Over the course of the last year, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has eliminated legislative oversight over a lot of the agency rulemaking process. Would you like to see some of that restored?
I think there should be a balance between the three branches of government. And it's been disappointing to see Governor Evers and his administration take advantage of that, because that has a long-term, that will do long-term harm to the state of Wisconsin when you do not respect that delineation of authority between the three branches of government. I will respect the three branches of government.
What would you like to see in terms of funding for local municipalities?
As a locally elected, I served two terms as a locally elected official. I think we need to make sure that they are well funded. I think especially on the infrastructure side in regards to roads, because that's oftentimes the biggest thing for local units of government. We need to make sure that they have good funding to be able to maintain their infrastructure, especially roads and bridges.
There are multiple mining exploration projects going on right now in the North Woods. You helped write the mining bill that we have in place. Is that where you'd like to keep it, or do you think there needs to be changes to welcome mining?
I thought we did a good job of writing the last mining bill for two reasons. One is we made sure that we had the toughest mining law in the United States so that we are going to protect the environment. We also provided for local control. I think it's really important for locals to be able to have input in regards to these projects. But this is something, I mean, we've got a long, great history. I mean, we have a miner on our flag, right? And we have a long, proud history of mining here in Wisconsin. And when you look at, we talked about data centers earlier, when you look at like wind and solar, it takes 7,000 pounds of copper in a typical wind turbine. If we're going to have these alternate sources of power, we're going to have to mine. And we can't just be reliant on China, especially like for the rare earths. We're gonna have to produce some here in America. And Wisconsin has a very rich endowment. And as long as we do it safely, both in terms of the people that work there as well as the environment, I think we should be able to do that.
Do you have any concerns over your own personal safety in this modern political environment?
You certainly think about it a little bit, especially in light of the assassination of Charlie Kirk and, of course, the attempts on President Trump's life in 2024, where he almost lost his life. So we do think about it more at this point, but I try to tune it out because I'm going to do my job. And Wisconsinites are, almost everyone is really good about this stuff, whether I'm knocking on doors, seeing people, whatever. People are almost always respectful. And I think it's important for us to be out amongst the public, and I'm not going to stop doing that just because some people have their lives threatened.
What would you like to see in terms of increasing affordable housing in Wisconsin?
So first of all, we need to get control of property taxes, at a minimum freeze them. I would get rid of the 400-year property tax increase. But I think we can do a lot of it via regulatory reform, and I refer to it as a red tape review. You look at the state of Virginia, they did something like this, and they reduced their regulations largely by getting rid of duplication by about 25%. They reduced the cost of building a new home by about $24,000. We've seen studies by the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty where they've said as much as $80,000 goes into the cost of a new home that has nothing to do with building materials. So I think we can get control of some of that by reducing duplication in regulations. And I think also some local communities need to look at their zoning codes, because I'm contacted regularly by local communities saying, you know, can you help us? Affordability is a real problem. And I always say to them, you got to look at your local zoning code first, because that's where a lot of the cost lies that has nothing to do with building materials.
We're in the middle of Governor Evers' plan to overhaul the Department of Corrections and the prison system. Would you carry that forward?
We have to reform the Department of Corrections. Governor Evers, when he ran against Governor Walker, he said, I'm going to take care of that, including Lincoln Hills, and he has not followed through on it. And when you look at the debacle over in Waupun, with I think there's been a couple deaths over there, I mean, that's unacceptable. We need reform in the Department of Corrections, and I will, I don't know that I'll go in the same direction as Governor Evers, but clearly, we have to reform our correctional system.
Would you like to see any changes to Wisconsin's abortion law?
No. So I voted for the current law, which 10 years ago when I was in the state legislature, which is you can have an abortion up to 5 months. And I voted for that law, and as governor, I will uphold it.
All right. Tom Tiffany, thank you so much for coming in.
It's great to join you, Zach.
All right. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Enjoy your trip back up.
Yeah, rapid fire. Good. This is excellent.
Watch out. You're still tethered there.